The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding. I'm going to be taking a look at a 7-race Twilight card at Leopardstown this evening on Wednesday, April the 5th, beginning at 3:30, going all the way through to 6:30. Lots of intrigue along the way, plenty of decent horses on show, including many useful types in that listed race at 5 o'clock. Plenty of handicaps and maidens to get stuck into. Plenty of runners due to be run on soft ground, but it is going to be drying out quite considerably throughout the day, so probably be only yielding by the time that they run the first race.
Race 1.
And the first race comes up in shape of the 3:30, which is a mile and a quarter maiden. Plenty of intriguing horses go to post here. And given that Aidan O'Brien has started his season off in pretty spectacular fashion by his standards, then Venice Beach is going to be expected to go very close here for Shamie Heffernan. Made his debut at over this track back in October, when he was noted catching the eye very late on to finish a creditable second behind Dermot Wells Titness in what looked a decent maiden by the track standards. And given that he's bred by Galileo, he's sure to appreciate the extra 2 furlongs and beyond this season. Looks a nice staying type. Similar comments can also apply to Dermot Wells Harriepaw, who ran really well in a similar contest down in Garran in the same month, doing all his best work from the back of the field in the last 2 furlongs to finish 7 lengths behind Aidan O'Brien's Sir John Lavery. Back in third was Auckland, who also represents that form this afternoon. Looks to be between the three of them, and of course fitness is going to be the key, which one of these stables has got their horses a little bit more forward than the rest. And on the evidence of what we saw the other day, Aidan O'Brien seems to be that man. So Venice Beach gets the tentative vote in race number 1.
Race 2.
On to the second race then, which is another decent looking mile and a quarter contest. This time it's for the fillies. And it's that man again, Aidan O'Brien, who takes centre stage here with the short price favourite Bound heading the list for the Ballydor Master. This horse was second behind at Killar in a listed contest at the Curra towards the back end of last season, and followed that up with half a decent little effort back in listed company over this trip and track a few weeks later. I think she's probably got the best overall form. Whether I want her back at 7-4 is very much open to question. I'm going to take a little bit of a chance with the second string of Aidan O'Brien's in the shape of Wild Irish Rose. Now, she had 5 attempts last season, and although she didn't really cut much ice and never finish in the frame, she did catch the eye on numerous occasions, including 2 runs over this course when she got outpaced before running on quite eye-catchingly late on. She also finished a decent fourth in a good maiden down in Navan when she was fourth behind I'm So Fancy. She just looked the type to me that was sort of like a project for this season. She wasn't quite the finish article, so I would expect a huge amount of improvement between 2 and 3. And being she's by Galileo, this filly, I think, will improve for an extra step up in trip this afternoon. So around about 8-1 this morning, I suggest we have a nice little few quid on Wild Irish Rose in race number 2.
Race number 3.
On to the third race then, and this is one of the big betting races of the afternoon. Plenty of decent handicappers go to post here for this mile 2 contest. But the one that stands out for me here, and indeed my nap of the day, is Elm Grove from the William McCreary stable. Now, this horse is probably better known for his exploits over a mile and a quarter, a mile and a half. So therefore, I wasn't really sure that when this horse lined up at Cork the other day whether she was going to be able to cope with the mile distance. But she did so in pretty impressive fashion. She came from a long, long way off the speed in what turned out to be a very strongly run race to mow down her quarry late on. Now, that has got to be a really encouraging run first time off the shelf. And Connections obviously want to try and strike while the iron's hot. They've got Nathan Cross to take a valuable 10 off, who obviously teamed up with her the other day. So that's a major tick. And it was also noticeable that her sectional times that day from the 3 and 4 pole were a little bit better than Hansing Prince the 80-rated horse of Jer Lyons, who won the other mile handicap on the same card. So she's clearly quite well treated off the back of that, and connections are quite right to bring her out quite soon. Could have done with a slightly better draw, but hopefully she can get slotted in somewhere nicely. I expect Elm Grove to run a huge race there in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to race 4 then, and this is the big race of the afternoon. It's a mile listed contest coming up at 5 o'clock. Rose de Pierre probably sets the standard from last season in winning at Cork, then followed that up with a decent run at Nace and another creditable effort here over 7 furlongs on her final start. She probably found the trip a little bit too short for her that day. She went into the winter as a horse to look forward to for this season. But I do quite like one in this race against her, and that comes in the shape of Flying Fairies. This horse used to be trained by John Murphy and was a very consistent kind last season, hardly ever running a bad race, working her way through the handicap ranks to finally end off the season over this course with a win in listed company, beating a decent field as well, including Zorak and round 2. So that's got her standing in good stead for this term. And now that she's changed stable, she also caught the eye first time out at Nace behind Zabo. That run is bound to have brought her along. And hopefully John Ox will have a much better season than he did last year, when he had a pretty torrid time of it with one or two bugs floating around the yard. Declan McDonough once again takes the ride. And being as she handles soft ground and has got a fitness advantage, I'd expect Flying Fairies to go very close for us there in race number 4.
Race 5.
On to the 5th race then, which looks a very competitive handicap. Try Again will obviously be on the shortlist for many, having won 3 races at Dundalk recently. But overall, his form on the turf isn't as good. He's yet to finish in the frame in 7 starts, so he doesn't make too much of appeal despite his good draw and fitness advantage. I'm going to go with Nutter Whisper, the top weight here for the Aidan Howard stable. I like the booking of Pat Smullen. Obviously means that Connections quite fancy her chances here today. And she's been running really consistently well during the winter over hurdles. She's caught the eye several occasions without being unduly punished behind the likes of Toe the Line over today's course, 4th to Miss Marden at Navan, and then 4th the other day behind Willie Mullins' Bargy Lady. They would have all put a nice fitness edge on her, and she's got some decent form on the turf as well, most notably when she won at Fairy House in the middle of last season. The trip shouldn't be a problem. She ran really well when 5th behind Flying Fairies at the Curragh back in August. So everything looks fair, set fair for her to run a huge race here this afternoon with plenty of recent runs under her belt. So Not a Whisper, strong each way choice there in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to race number 6 then, and I've got a vested interest along with several others at William Hill Towers with Dark Alliance, who struts his stuff here in this 6 o'clock. And we do think he's got a decent chance this afternoon. He comes here off the back of 2 encouraging runs on the all-weather at Dundalk. First of all, it was a bit of a fact-finding mission over 7 furlongs when he never really got in the race in the hands of Danny Sheehy. But we put Pat Smullen on last time out, stepped him up in trip, and under aggressive ride, he ran really well. However, he just gave the impression that he didn't quite see the mile trip out. So we're dropping him back in distance today to his optimum of 7 furlongs. And we put the blinkers on him just to kind of sharpen him up in the early stage of his race, because we feel as though he needs to be ridden prominently. Pat Smullen once again does the business in the saddle. And although his best form is on genuine good ground, Pat actually came back in and said that a little bit of easing the ground won't do him any harm. And with the ground likely to dry out quite significantly come 6 o'clock, we feel as though Dark Alliance, on no ground no worse than yielding, should run a nice race. And around about 10 to 1 looks a decent each way bet in race number 6.
And the final race.
On to the final contest, and this looks to be, in all intents and purposes, between the old rivals Twilight Payment and Forgotten Rules. The last time that they clashed was in the Lochbrow Stakes towards the back end of last season, when Jim Boulder's Charge came out on top, just getting the better of Dermot Wales' Forgotten Rules. But to be fair, Forgotten Rules travelled like the best horse in that race. It was just that he needed the run. That was his first run for a while. And it was over 2 miles as well. And he's probably better, arguably, over distances slightly short of that. So today's trip, mile 6, should be absolutely fine. It's just obviously whether fitness is an issue or not, which one of these two trainers has got to get their horse cherry ripe for this afternoon. But I'll take a chance with Forgotten Rules. He's always been a horse that I've liked. He's the apple of Dermot Wells' eye, and hopefully this will be his season when he gets his ground and everything goes in his favour. So Forgotten Rules, the slight tentative choice in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in again on Friday when once again we're going to be looking at a busy programme from the Irish all-weather track of Dundalk. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.